Well, how's he been? Yeah, good, excellent. Did anybody get any good stuff? Anybody bought anything with them? Jonah, you're wearing your Liverpool Football Club tracksuit, despite having no connection with it whatsoever. Abigail, you got your shiny new corner. Anybody else? Any gifts? Oh, yes, Judith, yes. He made you them. A sort of spatula and another spatula. Wonderful. That's not a method to, like, cook more, is it?
I've worn the other ones out.
Anybody else bought anything? You haven't gone so far as to put your Christmas socks on or anything. Tommy, you're too nervous to show us something. No, well, maybe we'll... Oh, it's a train! A Hornby train. Fantastic. We've got another child, haven't we? You're not taking part in this. No. Anybody else? Anybody want to tell us about anything fantastic they've had? No, good, okay. Well, obviously I've got my excellent jumper, which is proving very useful. I'm also extremely excited to have received Benenden sauce. Now, has anybody ever had Benenden sauce? Yes, this is amazing stuff. It's a sweet garlic salad dressing, and it makes salads palatable. So I've not had this for years and years. It's very hard to get, but apparently it's now available in the deli in Heathfield. Absolutely wonderful. Well, it's lovely, isn't it, to give and receive presents and so on. But I want to suggest that perhaps the focus this Christmas should be not so much has he been, has Santa come, but he has come. Jesus, the Son of God, has been born. Let's have the next slide, please. Now, if we think about Santa and Jesus, I want to suggest to you three ways in which Jesus is better. Now, the grown-ups might be able to think of another way too, but I've no desire to get myself in the national newspapers, so I'm not going to mention it. So, here's number one. First of all, next one, please. Jesus is always there, not just for Christmas. Now, Father Christmas must have an extremely busy Christmas Eve, doesn't he? We see him in December, but have you ever seen Santa in the springtime? It's worse than a vicar, isn't it? You know, absolutely invisible, working only a few days a year. How different with Jesus? Jesus said to his disciples, I am always with you. I will never leave you. The Bible says that he always lives to intercede for us. He's our go-between with God, and we can always go to him. Anybody written to Santa? Sometimes they'll write to Santa, don't they? Sometimes they even get letters back from Santa these days. But, you know, we can always pray to Jesus. Wherever we are, we can talk to him. Jesus is better than Father Christmas because Jesus is always there for us, not just at Christmas. Next one, please. Jesus gives gifts to those who don't deserve them. Now, if I can find my notes, there is a song about Santa, which I think is slightly sinister, really. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. It's really a bit sort of sinister and creepy, isn't it? Maybe you don't find that, but I'm worried about that. Clergyman friend of mine has loaned me this excellent sack/stocking, and it says, Dear Santa, I have been very, very good most of the time. I wonder if you agree with that. But if we're honest, we know that none of us are really very good. We all break God's laws. We all do things wrong. Would we be on the nice list or the naughty list? Should we be worried if Santa knew our every thought and move? Well, of course God knows everything, but the Bible tells us that Jesus is much kinder than Santa. The Bible is all about God's grace, his undeserved love. You see, Jesus gives good gifts to those who really... Oh, you're enthusiastic. Jonathan wants his lunch. Jesus gives good gifts to those who really ought to be on the naughty list. He's kind and generous. His love for us is undeserved. We call it God's grace. God's riches for us at Christ's expense. Now, I happen to have a terrible cracker joke for you. What is the best gift of all? The lawyers are not allowed to answer this. What's the best gift you could give at Christmas? The answer is a broken drum. Do you know why?
Because you can't beat it!
You can't beat it! Well done, Matt. Yes, okay. Santa does give some fantastic gifts, doesn't he? I'm not very easy to shop for. I don't know what I want. I can't remember what I had a couple of years ago, but perhaps you've had some wonderful gifts. That's great. We should be grateful and generous and thankful, shouldn't we? Christmas presents are wonderful. But, you know, there is more to life than an enormous pile of stuff, isn't there? My Benenden sauce will run out. Eventually even my jumper will wear out. Johnny, you'll outgrow your tracksuit, and so on. Our gifts will break or wear out or whatever. But Jesus gives the greatest gifts of all. Peace, joy, forgiveness, eternal life, friendship with God. In fact, Jesus himself is the greatest gift of all. God says, unto us a child is given. God gives us himself. So let's have the last slide up. I want to suggest to you that you make Jesus the real hero of your Christmas. Yes, of course, be grateful for your presents, but above all, be grateful for him and all that he gives us, although we don't deserve it. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for all the fun and excitement of Christmas, of giving and receiving gifts. But above all, we thank you for the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Thank you that he is always with us. Thank you that he gives us good gifts, even though we don't deserve them. We pray that this Christmas we might find afresh in him love and joy and peace for his name's sake. Amen.